A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Mem Dalid, Amud Beis, Erevin 44b, pagination 88. About halfway down on the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Misha Yatza Birushus, a person who left his tchum, his place of residence, with permission. There was an emergency, and he went to attend to it. The Amrulo, and then they tell him while he's traveling, Kvarnaasa Maisa, the deed has been taken care of. Everything's under control, and we don't need you anymore. Yeshlo Apayim Amo Lechol Ruach, he's entitled to 2,000 Amo, a new place of residence, based on the place which he currently is in. So if he made it to the new city, so that's his place of residence. Says the Mishnah, Im Hoya Besoch HaTchum, if he's still within the Tchum of his original place, Ki Ilu Lo Yatza, it's as if he never left that place. And the Gemara will address that. Kol HaYotzim, finally the Mishnah says, anybody who goes out, Lahatzil, to save, Chozrim l'mekoman, is allowed to return. So we have a number of halachas here. Let's begin with the Gemara to explain. Regarding the middle case of the Mishnah, which was, you will get 2,000 amah from the place that you're in, but if you are within the original tchum, then it's as if you never left and you follow your original tchum. Asks the Gemara, "Mai im hoya besocha tchum ki ilu lo yatza?" What does it mean if you're still within your original tchum? It's as if you never left it. Amar Rabba hachi komar. This is what Rabba explained it. Im hoya besocha tchum shalo ki ilu lo yatza mitoch beso domi. It's as if you never left the house because you never left that original tchum. Asks the Gemara, pshita, obvious. What do I need a Mishnah to tell me that if I was contemplating leaving, but I never actually left, I'm still within 2,000 amah of my home, so I retain my original place of residence? Mahu detemai would have thought, ha'il va'okar okar, since the person uprooted himself from his home. He basically gave up on his original place of residence, and now that he's a few paces out of the city, or whatever it is, he should acquire a new place of residence outside the city and should not be entitled to consider the city his place of residence. Kamash Malon, that even though in his mind he gave up on his original residence, it's still considered his residence until he leaves 2,000 amah from that place. Once he leaves that tchum, then the rule of the Mishnah that he gets a new tchum kicks in. Rav Simi Bar Chiya Amar Hachi Koma. Rav Simi Bar Chiya says there's a different rule that the Mishnah is teaching us. And this is the principle called Havla'a. To be swallowed in, to have an overlap. Im Hayu Tchum and Shenasnu L'Chachamim, if from his new location, where he acquired a new 2,000 amah radius, mevloin besochat chum shalo, it overlaps into his original tchum from his original place of residence when Shabbos began, then ki'ilu lo yatza mitchumo, it's as if he never left his tchum, the original tchum. So let's think this through. You have a person living in a home. He's in a bungalow. He gets a message on Shabbos. Emergency. We need help. So he starts walking in the direction where they need his help. He leaves the Tchum Shabbos from his original home. And he's walking. And then someone comes to greet him and tell him everything's under control now. So according to strict law, he acquires his shevisa in the place where he currently is. which will give him 2,000 amma from the place he currently is, which will not get him to his home. What the Mishnah is teaching us, according to Rav Simi Bar Chiya, is that since there's overlap from where he is now and his current tchum to the tchum that he originally had when Shabbos began, they're overlapping those two tchumin, so we will allow him to walk into his original tchum based on how far he's allowed to walk right now. And once he's in that original tchum, he's allowed to continue and go home based on the fact that his original tchum allowed him that radius. Let's move on to the next page where the Gemara explains the last part of the Mishnah. We're about 12 lines from the top. There's a two dots in the middle of the line. And then we begin. V'chol ha-yotzen lahatzul chozrim le-mekoman. Anybody who goes out to save is allowed to go back. Ask the Gemara va'afilu tuva. Even if it's a great distance, he's still allowed to go back. You see from the beginning of the Mishnah that you only acquired 2,000 amma from your new location. And even according to Rav Simi Bar Chiya's explanation of the second part of the Mishnah, it was only when there was overlap. But if a person went miles to save somebody, you're going to turn around. You're not allowed to just travel all the way back. V'amrit reisha apayim amma v'sulo. We were told you're only allowed to go 2,000 amma. Amri, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Shechozrin b'chilei zayin l'mekomon. What we're talking about here is that the emergency was a battlefield, something to do with armaments. And we're worried, and this is a discussion in further, whether they win the battle, but they're still worried about other people that might be around, or they only deflected the battle, and it's very clear that they have to be concerned. But whatever the circumstances exactly are, we are allowing them to travel back with their armaments. And that's the discussion in the final part of the Mishnah. That's not just the case where they went, let's say, for a medical emergency. A woman was in labor and the midwife or the doctor traveled to try to help. We're talking specifically in this last case of a case of a battlefield. And we're referring to the fact that they're allowed to carry their armaments back. And the concern here was a safety issue, that if they didn't travel with their armaments, there was risk of retaliation or a future encounter at which they wouldn't be armed. And therefore the Mishnah told us, Kalayotzim lahatzil, chozrim l'mkoman, they can indeed go back carrying their armaments. Yeshikoach, have a great day.